You're listening to SBS News.
Vaccination is a cornerstone of Australia's ongoing management of the COVID-19 pandemic, and soon mRNA vaccines will be made in Australia. Scott Morrison announced the in-principle agreement with Victoria's acting premier and manufacturer Moderna.
The mRNA vaccines have proven to be, I'd argue, the biggest scientific discovery over the course of this pandemic. And that means that they are a big part, a massive part of the future of vaccines, not just here in this country, but all around the world.
Acting Victorian Premier James Molino says it's a significant step for the region.
This is a huge announcement because this is the first time in the Southern Hemisphere that we'll have mRNA manufacturing based in this nation.
Moderna says its COVID vaccine could be made domestically by 2024. Michael Azrak, Moderna's general manager for Australia and New Zealand, says the Melbourne facility will be able to deal with future COVID outbreaks.
The facility we're envisaging will have the capability of at least 100 million doses if need be.
Details of the agreement aren't public because they're considered commercially sensitive, but the focus won't be solely on COVID. Professor John Carroll at Monash University says it has the potential to generate vaccines for future pandemics, the common flu, and some cancer treatments.
The mRNA vaccines have come online now, and because they can be adapted so quickly and modified so quickly to the variants that come out, mRNA vaccines are really the future for these types of pandemics. And so it makes a lot of sense.
The idea of locally made mRNA vaccines has been around for some time. In October last year, the federal government said it hoped a facility could be up and running within 12 months. The opposition has welcomed the announcement, but Ed Husic, Labor's industry and innovation spokesman, says it's been a long time coming.
Well, bravo slow-mo. Always quick to announce, always slow to deliver. We finally have an announcement about domestic mRNA vaccine manufacture in Australia.
Monash University's Professor John Carroll says the timeline is justified.
This is a complete process. This is from the very start of the mRNA building blocks, starting with the DNA, making the RNA, and then getting it into vials and shipping it out to its to wherever it needs to be.
The latest Omicron variant illustrates how quickly the threat of the virus can change. But Scott Morrison is adamant Australia will be ready to deal with future challenges.
In dealing with Omicron, we are determined to ensure that we do stare it down and we don't go back. We have to face it down. We have to live with this virus.
Meanwhile, the government is encouraging all eligible Australians to come forward for a booster shot. Lieutenant General John Frewen, the man charged with Australia's vaccine rollout, has had his booster, and he says there's no shortage of doses.
Supply is absolutely not an issue. We're in a very different place to where we were earlier in the year. There is absolutely more than enough supply for people to have, you know, whichever one they like.
Grishani Danji, SBS News.